Hi, Big Fatty.
Well, Vader.
Oh, just in case everybody hears this, there's some chatter in the background.
A lot of disrespectful chatter.
Well, the Nip and Dr. Stone are out there, and wait a minute. I'm gonna have to go and draw a warm bath and put a razor blade by the tub for Dr. Stone.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader, and this is your show,
Larry Vader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his hall of friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty!
Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys? What's going
on,
guys?
You big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 15th of August, 2022, in the holy year of 2 weeks without Big Fatty. Oh, it's coming soon. I am your host, the one, the very busy, the only Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And with me is...
Evidently, he's very busy, too.
Right. Very busy. With me is...
Posing naked.
Oh, he's... Well, after... with me is the one who's going on a cruise. The one who's going to be taking the Europe by storm. The one who better get his monkeypox vaccine. It's Big Fatty.
Hi,
Big Fatty.
By the way, the Nip is here. Nip has the question to ask you.
Well, and this is the perfect time to do it.
Right. So, anyway, here he is. Do you want to listen to the answer?
The Nip is looking very svelte.
Well, go ahead.
Hey.
Hi.
Okay. He says hi.
Are you going to water Sam's plants?
Okay.
Yes.
Big Fatty's plants.
Big Fatty's plants. I am. I'm also going to water Big Fatty's plants. Yes.
Right.
Yes. So.
I can't hear what he's saying.
He says yes. He's going to water them.
Right.
So, could I impose upon you to water mine?
As long as. You don't bring me back all of the toiletries from the cruise ship as a gift debt.
As long as you don't bring him all the toiletries from the ship as a gift debt. Oh, he won't do that. He'll keep those for himself.
I wasn't going to give you anything.
Oh, well, that's what Big Fatty would give me. Right. I mean,
he'll
I don't
give
want
you
anything.
Monkey pox.
Right.
I'll hire you a whore when I get back.
Ooh. Well, okay. I didn't need anything, but I'll
he didn't need anything.
But
he
but
said
thank
he would
you.
Do that.
Yes. So we'll
now
we'll,
there
we'll
are a thousand later. Instructions that go along
right.
with that. So I'm going to give him your phone number.
Oh,
let me just go ahead and give it to you right now.
Yes,
it's 1-843-BR-549.
Right. Yes, y'all. Isn't this riveting content? Riveting
like
content.
In the movies, so people can't get his number.
Well, that's BR-549 is not his number either.
Right.
That was from He.
Miss Lauren will reach out with my phone number.
Right.
She's my official phone number.
I'll do something for you when I get back.
Not necessary.
Not necessary.
Right.
Thank you.
You would have never done it for him, right?
Right.
No, I would if he'd asked me to order his plants.
Okay.
Right. Ho ho. We'll chat. We'll chat.
He'll send y'all a chat.
Okay. Yeah, we'll chat.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry. I didn't know other people were listening. Sorry.
Yeah, this is a podcast.
Right.
I don't listen to this stuff.
Well, we know.
We know. Well,
okay,
so that's my week, everyone.
He just talked.
Okay, so he knows what he's doing next week.
So
right.
You have taken a huge load off my mind. I've been very, very worried.
Oh, God.
Oh, where's that vomit sound when you need it?
And now it'll be, what if he doesn't do it right?
Right.
I I'm gonna tell you the detailed instructions later.
Oh, okay. I can't wait. You know, I cannot wait, y'all. I'm gonna put this in the Google Doc.
The lucky thing is, most of them are outside, so if it rains a lot, you won't have much water to do.
Perfect. Perfect.
Okay. Thank you.
Perfect. Okay. Right, well,
now on with the show. I don't know where Doc Stone is. He must be in that warm bath that I drew.
That or he's back into the Maker's Mark. Y'all, I got a text from Doc Stone last night. I texted him and said, "How much Ativan should I bring over?" And Doc Stone said, "I've already gotten into the Maker's Mark." And I said, "Okay, well, you're set for tonight." Ooh, y'all, Doc Stone got a haircut.
Yes.
Hi, Dr. Stone. Y'all, we have a special guest. The Nip isn't a special guest. He's just a guest. But
did he leave?
No, he's in the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's eating all your food. Dirk Friday.
He's having glass. No. Oh.
He's eating glass.
He's eating glass.
Right. Well, I just assume that's what Dr. Stone would do prior to going on a cruise with all of you. So,
right.
Anything to get out of
my pre-cruise diet.
Right.
Here, why don't you move over here and talk for a second and let me give him Vader's number.
Are we recording?
Eating
glass is my pre-cruise diet.
You guys say hello to Dr. Stone. Now, Dr. Stone is only 1.8 miles away, but I have not seen him.
No, we're not going to be seeing each other this entire time.
I don't want COVID or monkeypox, so, you know.
Well, I've been vaccinated for monkeypox.
Okay. Big Fatty hasn't. So, you know. Now, Dr. Stone, since this show is just completely off the rails today, which, I mean, what's new? What are you looking forward to? Are you excited about your cruise?
I'm excited. Now that I'm here in Charleston, it's easier to get excited. I was worried about getting here, but that's all behind me now. I made it. I'm really looking forward to swimming on the beach in Mykonos. To me, that's just like the idea of luxury and opulence and beauty and just relaxing. So, yes.
You're swimming on the beach, you're relaxing, you know, all the hot Greek men in their Speedos are lounging about, and as you're laying there, here comes Granny in his Speedo.
Right. Well, except it won't be Granny, it will be the Nip.
Okay. Well, right. I've got a new one for you. Here comes Granny and the Nip. And their Speedos. Right?
Here comes Granny and the Nip.
Right. Well, you know, they're BFFs. They're BFFs. So, y'all, I was telling everyone that I messaged you last night. It was a little bit late. I'd been out and about and messaged you. I'd gone out for a beverage, and I was going to just pop by there with an Ativan or five if you needed it to make it through the night. But you informed me that you had already had the Makers. So, you know. Right.
I was offered the Trazodone, but I turned that down.
Right.
Did you have a double?
Right. Double what? Double
Makers.
Wine? No, well, I guess it was. You poured it. It was pretty good size pour.
Yeah.
Do you want to go back in the seat here?
I'm okay.
Oh. Well, everyone would much rather hear you than
Is all this part of the show?
Yes.
Yes, apparently.
I thought we were just chewing the fat before the show began.
No. The show began 8 minutes and 25 seconds ago.
Well, the show has a very strict format. It's, you know, 2 minutes of you talking about how your week was, and then it's on to the guess who died this year in 1908, and then it's the skull, maybe a skull update.
Oh, do we have one of those?
No. I know. Listen, I've been very busy, all right? So no time for the skull updates, but on a similar vein, you know, my hats will be here this week. I am not only driving Doc Stone to the airport, but right. Y'all, I got the airport instructions yesterday.
Right.
I called to make sure Big Fatty, are you? Oh God! I called to make sure Big Fatty needed the correct Apple Snack adapter for your Rome Hotel Motel Holiday Inn room to charge his devices, and instead
the
I got
the intertube translator.
right. Instead, I got the airport hoist instructions, so I've set up all the reminders so that I don't forget you, essentially, and. Just going to have to take the day off. Just going to have to take the day off to do it. It's so complex.
Right.
Yes. So now you're going to be swimming on the, you and the Nip are going to be swimming on the beach in Mykonos. What else are you looking forward to?
Wait a minute. We're talking about this on my show.
Okay. Which comes out first?
Well, they come out at the exact same time.
Out tomorrow.
Right.
You and I are going to talk about it Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay. It's exhausting. All right. Well, on that note,
nobody listens to either show. Let's
right.
be honest.
Right.
How dare you?
All right.
I give up.
Okay. I give up.
You can later still listen.
Oh, okay.
If you want to,
I'll listen.
I'll be sitting in the young Nicholas seat.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. It's
young Nicholas stopped by and met Dr. Stone for the first time.
Now, Doc Stone had never what? They never met before?
No.
No.
Oh. Oh. Well. I'm glad to see he's already left. He said, well, I've had enough of that.
Oh, he came by at 10:30 this morning.
Oh, well, like I said, he's got a new home.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm exhausted already.
So, anything exciting happened at the coal mine this weekend?
Oh, Daddy, you know, there was another Daddy incident at the coal mine this weekend.
Oh, please tell us about it.
That's okay. I was, let's just say I was chatting with a young coal miner Saturday morning about 7:30 a.m. in the morning. We were standing in a large room and part of the mine there, and he was like, blah, blah, blah. And I was saying, oh, thanks for being
here.
Well,
this is new coal miner weekend, right?
It is new coal miner week. Weekend.
Okay, and, so that's why you were there.
Yeah, I was there, and we were chatting, and it just, one thing led to another, and he basically said, "Okay, Daddy," and I said, and he said, "I figure I shoot my shot. I don't have anything to lose," and I said, "Well, I do. So thank you, and have a blessed day." And
I didn't hear that part of it.
Well, we just chatted for a minute, okay. But I've already forgotten his name. So there's also
Larry.
Yeah, he isn't a new coal miner, but...
Right.
Anyway, so that's basically it. Y'all, the hats, I started telling the story, but my hats are going to be here this week. Father Hat is at the Medical University, and so I've been cleaning my house.
You know, that's the number one hospital in South Carolina.
Right, which is, I mean, also, like, saying it's the least racist city in South Carolina. It sets the bar pretty low, but... Okay. You know, also, let's just do this.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, it's that game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day. I tell you all the easy part, if they're dead or alive, but then I mesmerize you, I wow you with my knowledge. Also, Doc Stone's going to be playing along on this one. So, Big Patty.
He already knows the answers. He saw them earlier. All right, tough one to start off with.
Okay.
Julia Child.
Well, you know, Julia Child sounds a lot like the intro to this segment. Julia Child is dead. You may know her as America's favorite home French chef. I also have all
that is correct. She's dead as a sharp knife. I don't know. Rosemarie Mazzetta.
Is dead as far as I know. I'm sure it was something coronary related because she was the founder of the Rosemarie Mazzetta's dressings that you buy in the grocery store. You know, they're in the cold section.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Rosemarie Mazzetta is indeed dead. You would know her mainly as Rosemarie. Who always wore the bow in her hair, and she was the top center square on the original Hollywood Square. She was on the Dick Van Dyke Show and the Doris Day Show. By the way, I don't know if you know this or not, but Doris Day, you know, there may have been an encounter with Doris Day somewhere.
Oh, no, I'd never heard that before.
Oh, yeah. Mike Connors.
Mike Connors is... Oh. Dead. And Mike Connors,
we would know him from?
Well, he was an actor. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, a little gassy. I had pizza for lunch. He was an actor. And he was in a lot of things. He was in my favorite movie of all time, the Poseidon Adventure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he was also in The One Life to Live.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah. Mike Connors is indeed dead. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, wait a minute. Is that right? I think he's still alive.
Professional. Professional podcasting at its finest.
Wait a minute. I'm confused. Ms. Lauren, here now.
I'm taking you up on that offer you texted me. Just, oh, this is riveting. This is riveting.
Mike Connors, there he is. No, yeah, he is dead. He was an actor. He was TV's Mannix.
Never heard of it.
It was a TV show. Maxine Waters.
Oh, Maxine Waters. Alive.
And we know her from?
The Politics. She was the politician.
Maxine Waters is indeed alive, and she is a representative from California. And put that one because of Dr. Stone being.
Oh, right. That's why I just.
And the last one is Larry Matthews. You got to throw Larry in there. Before you answer this, do we have enough time for one more?
We can squeeze one more in because
Matthews.
I'm just going to end this shit show early because it's obviously so off the rails. Larry Matthews, dead.
We would know him from?
Easy. Again, with the politics, he was on the MSNBC. He hosted the evening pundit show, if you will.
Larry Matthews is indeed alive.
Oh.
And he was the son of Dick Van Dyke on the Dick Van Dyke Show. He was a little Richie. So, anyway.
You know, little Richie.
But, you know, with Wally Cleaver dying recently, you know, it's just sad.
That could set you over the edge if you're not careful. I don't know how you made it through that one. Now, Big Fatty, are you all set with your deck furniture complaint form? Are you all set with your toilet paper to take with you? Do you have all that packed?
I haven't packed the first thing.
Okay.
But as I think of things, I put them over to the side near the suitcase. I have gotten the valise out.
Oh.
So anyway, got a few things going on this week. I got to get the hairs cut, and got to get the monkeypox shot.
Ah,
and then we've arranged for a chauffeured driver to take us to the airport Wednesday morning.
Ah.
And the chauffeur service to pick us up the day we come, the evening we come back as well.
Right. I hear the chauffeur put his foot down at Granny being transported in the vehicle with you.
That was never going to happen. So
right.
Anyway.
So I will be taking the fat people to the airport. Y'all, they're so fat, we got to take Big Fatty's Ruby Red because they won't fit in my car. Well, actually, they'd fit, except their luggage would not. Their valises would not fit.
There's one reason that and it can be summed up in one word, why we couldn't go in your car. Shoe.
Right. So I'll be hoisting Big Fatty and crew. Y'all, I'm working remotely Wednesday so I can do it because also I've got to finish a little project. So going to hoist Big Fatty and crew to the Aeropuerto.
Which we all know is Mexican for
Aeropuerto.
Aeropuerto. Mm-hmm.
And now, are you flying to Delta?
We are.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay. Well, that gives you at least a 60% chance of getting there. So that's, you know.
Well, you know. Delta loves to fly, and it shows.
Right. Just except for where you need to go. And then that's, y'all, the airlines are a mess. If you haven't flown lately, it is a mess. The one airline I would never fly is the American.
Spirit.
Well, yeah. Spirit, one of them just got bought by Blue.
Jet Blue bought Spirit.
Yeah.
Does, you know.
You know, whatevs. But, I don't have any issue with American. I just don't think you're ever going to get to where you need it to go. So, luckily, you're flying the Delta. I think the United would have been fine, too. You know, I like to fly the friendly skies.
Right.
And I like a good Polaris experience. But,
you know, it's the friendly skies of your land.
So, and
Can you insert the jingle in there, right there?
No.
Just make a time stamp note.
Oh, yeah. There. Big Fatty will be gone for 2 weeks, so
yes,
that means that next week's show, the 22nd show, probably won't happen. And that's more so now. Mrs. Lauren volunteered to co-host. Young Nicholas.
Oh, lovely.
But
who did not?
Young Nicholas. Never heard from him.
Never heard.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I even texted Mrs. Lauren back. The main reason there probably will not be a show next weekend is just because my hats are going to be here, and we just don't know what the situation is and how long they'll be here.
But they could be surprised.
Right. Could be. And then the 28th, I'll do my best, or the 29th, rather, I'll do my best to get a little show out to you, but it will not feature Burke Friday.
No,
he will be almost over the cruise of a lifetime at that point.
Right,
but
that'll be our final day on the ship.
Yeah, and you don't want to take 30-40 minutes of that day to record a little show. No, really? No.
Huh. Thank you though. However, I will say this about my little show.
Oh,
I have pre-recorded the openings and like the birthdays and anniversariums and all that kind of stuff. So I've already got the templates. I've got the templates ready for all those little shows. Now, whether they'll actually upload or not, who knows?
Well, you'll be in cities, so you can just use AT&T Day Pass. So, like International Day Pass, and just cover your phone.
Can I do a hotspot from my phone for that?
Yes, but you have to use Day Pass, so you need to make sure it's turned on in your account.
It is.
Yeah, yeah. You use it; it just treats your data just like you're in the U.S. So, your phone acts no different than if it's in Charleston. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. You get a little text message. This is Hi Big Fatty. You've used Day Pass. We're going to charge you $10.
Right.
Yeah. That's all there is to it. And
So y'all, if you would like to contribute to the Go Fat Me, send that to P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 91365.
Also, send your C's candy. Now, I believe I saw that there has been a delivery of the C's candy.
Yes, we'll talk about that more on the Tuesday show because I forgot to mention it on tomorrow's little show.
Well, or it's because you're Monday so show. Fat.
Yeah. Yes, and I have already crammed in 3 pieces.
Oh, and that's it?
Delicious. Oh, I know. Well, I'm not the old gal.
Right, or me, because I would have already
polished
that box.
There'd be 3 pieces left.
Oh, no. Y'all, I was at the Aldi yesterday, and every week when I go to the Aldi, you know, I'm watching my budget with the groceries because y'all, they're just expensive. And so I've been going to the Aldi a lot. And it's not great, but it's good. And so, but I've been trying something new every week. So yesterday I bought the coconut chocolate cluster cookies or something. Y'all, it is Girl Scout Samoas. I mean, it's Girl Scout Samoas. I don't know what else to say.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah. So $1.29. So run out to the Aldi's. Y'all, I've already eaten the whole tray of them.
Of course you have.
I mean, there's only like 12 in the tray, but still, like $1.29.
Doesn't matter. If there had been 24, you would have already eaten the whole tray.
That is correct.
Do you freeze them?
No, because when you freeze stuff like that, they get stale. So
no, they're good.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
I like them. I like them.
Just put one in the freezer and try it.
I've already eaten the whole tray.
Well, I know, but I know that just means you're going back tomorrow.
Or today.
Right.
Like, why do you think I'm drinking water, not red wine? So anyway, so that's what's been going on, y'all. There's also an underpants shortage. I don't know if anyone's noticed, but I've had to resort to buying my underpants on the internets.
I have not noticed that because, you know, I do not wear the underpants.
Right. And we all know, you know, that we're going to have to, Dr. Stone is just going to have to avert the eyes constantly.
Oh, he's done it before.
I have no doubt. So anyway, but yeah, well, that's about all I got. I got nothing all else right. Because this just went, I had a hole and then it, our whole thing, and it just went off the rails. And
What was the whole thing?
I don't remember now because I was thinking, but you know, you just threw it off with the nip and the whole nine yards, and you know, it's really the nip's fault, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Y'all already knew, Big Fatty had already mentioned watching the Nip's plants to me.
Right,
so,
but I wasn't going to tell him that.
Right. So we just, it's okay for him to have to ax. And I don't mind, I'm just going to spray him down with the hose and go on about my business. Y'all, I've got to refresh my memory on which house is the Nip's. I don't even remember, because y'all, he took the butterfly down. So that's how I always knew which one it was. So,
well, would you like me to ask him to put it back up?
Right. But I got to go from behind, I would assume.
Right.
So I really don't know which one it is from behind. So I'm going to need some sort of signage or something. But
okay.
But anyway, I'll be over at the villa. Y'all, I'll be checking on the villa to make sure no one's broken in. I'll be watering the ferns at Fern Gully for the next
He's got the codes.
I'm not going in, but I'll be watering the ferns. Well,
you might come in and flush the turlet.
Oh, well, I might. Well, you know, well, assuming I can make it that far, make it to the turlet. Well, but, you know, can always flush the turlet, make sure they haven't exploded and ruined your whole house and, you know, all that good stuff. So that's about it. That's about it, everybody.
By the way, never mind.
What?
Go ahead.
What?
Nothing.
Okay. Okay, well, there you go.
Nothing. Saving it for my show.
Ah, well, God knows you need content.
I've lost the pen.
Oh, Lord.
Where's the pen?
Y'all, send good thoughts to. I don't think the hats are going to be staying. I don't think the hats are going to be staying here at the villa or the family compound, but it's already a lot. It's already a lot. So,
why is that going in and out?
I don't know.
Okay.
You know, can't help you with that. But, but yeah, so, that's about it. Y'all, Big Fatty's taking notes over here.
Well, I'm just, you know, we gotta have content.
Right.
By the way, have you rethought that thing about the bit at the end of the little show?
I think you're giving me way too much credit for the amount of time I put into this show.
Oh, in other words, what you're saying is you can't think of any reason why we would do a bit at the end of the show. I have absolutely no reason at all why we would do a bit at the end of the show.
I personally cannot.
I got nothing.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Oh, nah.
Mm-mm. Don't bother.
Mm-mm.